The University of Jamestown baseball game last night against Mayville State was postponed in the sixth inning after Mayville State took a 5-3 lead. The rain started pouring down at Jack Brown Stadium. They eventually postponed the game. They hoped to make it up at a later date. The Jimmies had led 3-1 into the sixth inning, but Mayville State's Theo May with a bases-clearing double, and then he eventually scored on a wild pitch, and Mayville State was up 5-3 when the game was postponed. The Jimmies traveling to La Crosse, Wisconsin this weekend to play four games against Viterbo University. The Jamestown High girls volleyball team picked up a big West Region victory, taking out St. Mary's in four sets last night at Jerry Meyer Arena, 25-21, 18-25, 25-18, and 25-19. The Jays are now in a three-way tie with Bismarck and Mandan, the top spot in the WDA. Century a half game back. Jamestown is at Minot on Thursday. They're back at home Friday taking on Turtle Mountain. In other high school volleyball scores from last night, Harvey Wells County with a straight set win over Washburn 3-0. Lamore Litchfield Marion down Carrington winning the fifth set 15-7. Lynn Hazleton Moffitt Braddock 3-0 over Strasburg Zeeland. New Rockford Cheyenne beat Drake Animus in straight sets winning the final set 29-27. Oaks defeated Ellendale 25-10, 25-19, 25-10. And South Border over Napoleon in four sets, 3-1. The Minnesota Twins whittled their magic number down to two with a come-from-behind 4-2 victory last night over the Detroit Tigers. The Twins trailed 1-0 but scored four times in the eighth inning. Williams Ostadio with the two-run single and Eddie Rosario with the two-run double. The Twins and Tigers again tonight, 7:40 first pitch from Comerica Park. For more news and sports, you can check us out online, newsdakota.com. Reporting for ESPN Jamestown, I'm Steve Linsmeyer.